Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, September 10th. You'll be interested to know, 416 years ago, today in 1608, John Smith became president of the Jamestown Colony, the first permanent English settlement in North America. Having survived capture by Indians through the efforts of Pocahontas, a chief's daughter, Smith's leadership marked a significant event in early American colonial history. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. It looks like we're in for some beautiful sunshine today, with temperatures hitting around 76 and a light northwest breeze. Tonight, expect clear skies with a low of 55 and calm winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Tuesday will be just after 10:30, with the high tide at 11:15. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 67 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect sunny days ahead, with highs ranging from the mid-70s to low 80s, and gentle winds from the northeast and southwest. Nights will be mostly clear, with lows in the upper 50s to low 60s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, an ancient gold and carnelian necklace, looted nearly half a century ago, is returning to Turkey from the Museum of Fine Arts. This artifact, dating back to between 550 and 450 BC, had been displayed at the museum since its acquisition in 1982. Recent investigations revealed similarities between this necklace and some jewelry found at an archaeological site in western Turkey. As pressure mounts on museums to repatriate stolen artifacts, this return symbolizes the importance of international cooperation in preserving cultural heritage, according to officials from Turkey's Ministry of Culture and Tourism. Now on to sports. On Monday Night Football, the San Francisco 49ers spoiled Aaron Rodgers' much-anticipated return, defeating the New York Jets 32-19 at Levi's Stadium. Jordan Mason delivered a crucial rushing touchdown, extending the 49ers' lead. Brock Purdy threw for 285 yards with zero turnovers, while Rodgers posted 191 yards with one touchdown, but couldn't outmatch San Francisco's offensive firepower. Jake Moody kicked four field goals to secure the win for the 49ers. Despite Rodgers' best efforts, including a late touchdown pass to Alan Lazard, the Jets couldn't catch up. Meanwhile, in Green Bay, the Packers are not placing Jordan Love on injured reserve, even after he suffered a sprained MCL late in their Week 1 loss to the Eagles. The Packers expect a faster recovery for Love, but in the meantime, newly acquired Malik Willis will step in as the starting quarterback. Green Bay traded a 7th-round pick to the Titans for Willis, who played sparingly last season. This Sunday, Willis will lead the Packers at Lambeau Field against the Indianapolis Colts, just 20 days after joining the team. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur confirmed the decision, stating, "If Jordan's not cleared, then we'll start Malik, and Sean Clifford will be the backup." Willis, who started 3 games for Tennessee last year, will have his hands full against the Colts' defense. In local sports, last night at Fenway, the Red Sox demolished the Orioles 12-3, with Tyler O'Neill hammering two massive home runs, including a three-run blast, and Rafaela adding a two-run shot to help the offense explode. Brian Thayo was solid pitching five and a third innings, allowing only one run and striking out four. With this win, the Sox improved to 73-71, tying with Detroit and Seattle in the wild card race, three games behind Minnesota for the final spot. Boston will look to keep their hot streak alive tonight at Fenway as Cutter Crawford, with a 7-5 record and a 4.31 ERA, faces off against Baltimore's Albert Suarez. First pitch is at 7:10 p.m., and the Sox need to keep the offense rolling as they push for a postseason berth. With just a few games remaining, every game is critical in their quest for the wild card, and the atmosphere at Fenway is expected to be electric tonight as the Sox aim for another crucial win. In top news, Apple has unveiled its latest innovations, featuring AI-enhanced iPhones and AirPods that can function as hearing aids. During a recent event in Cupertino, California, Apple introduced the iPhone 16 and 16 Pro models, equipped with faster processors and new features designed to utilize Apple intelligence. The company also showcased updated Apple Watches, now offering sleep apnea detection and AirPods Pro that will soon include hearing health tools, pending Food and Drug Administration approval. The new AirPods lineup includes entry-level models and versions with active noise cancellation, both transitioning to USB-C charging. In business news, the ongoing dispute between Disney and DirecTV is now in its second week, frustrating millions of customers. DirecTV has filed a complaint with the Federal Communications Commission, claiming that Disney has not negotiated in good faith. With the blackout stretching into its ninth day, fans risk missing the highly anticipated Monday Night Football matchup between the San Francisco 49ers and New York Jets. DirecTV alleges that Disney's bundling requirements are unlawful. As the dispute continues, viewers are also missing local programming, including Good Morning America and Jeopardy! DirecTV has offered $30 credits to customers, but many remain dissatisfied. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $56,900. Ethereum is just over $2,300. And Solana is $133. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. A technological revolution is reshaping the ancient tradition of sugar making, which has significant implications for local economies and ecosystems threatened by climate change. Aaron Whiteman, who began his journey in a sugar house in Western New York, now oversees an experimental forest at Cornell University. With modern equipment, the Arnott Maple Lab produces 400 gallons of syrup daily, a feat unimaginable two decades ago. Despite advancements, climate change poses challenges, prompting Whiteman to establish the Cornell Maple Climate Network. This initiative aims to gather data to help producers adapt, ensuring the future of maple syrup remains bright and sustainable. And in entertainment news, Beetlejuice Beetlejuice has scored the second highest opening ever for September, raking in $110 million over the weekend. This marks a significant jump from the original film's opening of $8 million in 1988. The only film to have a higher September debut is It, which grossed $123 million. Meanwhile, Deadpool and Wolverine has dropped to second place, earning $7 million, while Reagan remains in third with $5 million. It Ends With Us continues to perform well, now totaling $141 million domestically. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and illustrator, Dr. Seuss. And he said, "You have brains in your head. You have feet in your shoes. You can steer yourself in any direction you choose. You're on your own, and you know what you know. And you are the guy who'll decide where to go." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.